Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Revolutionary Iran: A History of the Islamic Republic by Michael Axworthy offers a coherent narrative of how Iran moved from monarchy to the Islamic Republic and how that new state evolved through war, factional conflict, and changing social expectations. Written by a historian known for explaining Iranian politics to non-specialists, the book places the 1979 revolution in longer historical context while keeping attention on the practical workings of power after the revolution succeeded. It follows the creation of new institutions, the rise of clerical authority, and the persistent influence of nationalism, class, and ideology. Axworthy also addresses Iran's relationship with the outside world, showing how foreign pressures and regional rivalries interacted with internal debates. Rather than treating the Islamic Republic as static, the book emphasizes turning points, leadership changes, and cycles of reformist hope and conservative retrenchment. The result is a focused guide to the key dynamics that continue to shape Iranian governance, society, and international behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from monarchy to revolution: causes, coalitions, and collapse. A central topic is how multiple forces converge to end the Pahlavi monarchy and open the path to an Islamic Republic. The book frames the revolution as more than a sudden eruption, highlighting the long buildup of political repression, uneven modernization, and social dislocation that weakened the Shah's legitimacy. It considers how rapid economic change and cultural policies created winners and losers, producing resentment among traditional sectors as well as politically conscious students, clerics, and professionals. Another emphasis is the coalition nature of the revolutionary movement. Different groups joined the uprising for different reasons, including religious revival, anti-imperialism, demands for political freedoms, and hopes for social justice. Axworthy explains how revolutionary unity did not imply agreement on the future state, and how that ambiguity mattered once the monarchy fell. The topic also covers the breakdown of state authority, the role of mass mobilization, and the inability of the regime to manage escalating protests without triggering broader defection. By mapping these interacting causes and the fragility of the old system, the book helps readers understand why the revolution succeeded and why its aftermath became a contest over who would define the new order. Secondly, building the Islamic Republic institutions, ideology, and legitimacy. After the revolution, the new leadership faced the practical problem of turning revolutionary energy into a functioning state. The book examines how institutions were created or reshaped to embed the revolution's ideology while maintaining administrative control. It discusses the distinctive role of clerical authority, the concept of guardianship, and the ways constitutional design attempted to balance popular participation with oversight by religious jurists. Axworthy also highlights that legitimacy in the Islamic Republic has been contested and layered, drawing on religion, nationalism, revolutionary credentials, and claims of defending the oppressed. The topic explores the emergence of parallel structures such as revolutionary bodies and security organizations that could bypass older bureaucracies, as well as the political consequences of that duality. Attention is given to factional politics, where pragmatic governance needs often collided with ideological commitments, producing shifting alliances. The book also shows how elections and representative institutions mattered, but within limits set by unelected centers of power. By tracking how these mechanisms evolved, readers see the Islamic Republic not simply as a single monolith, but as a system with internal competition, institutional checks of its own kind, and recurring struggles over what the revolution was supposed to mean. Thirdly, war and consolidation: the Iran-Iraq conflict as a turning point. The Iran-Iraq War is treated as a defining experience that shaped the Islamic Republic's identity, security culture, and politics. The book explains how the conflict intensified nationalism and reinforced the leadership's claim to be defending the nation and the revolution simultaneously. It also illustrates how wartime conditions strengthened revolutionary institutions, expanded the influence of security networks, and made sacrifice a central element of political symbolism. Axworthy considers the war's human and economic costs and how those burdens affected society, including the creation of new veterans' constituencies and a culture of martyrdom that influenced public life. The topic shows how the pressures of survival encouraged centralization and disciplined dissent, narrowing the space for competing revolutionary visions. At the same time, the war complicated the country's foreign relations, deepening mistrust of external powers and reinforcing the belief that Iran must rely on strategic self-sufficiency. The end of the war becomes an important inflection point, as the state confronted reconstruction, demobilization, and the challenge of translating wartime legitimacy into peacetime governance. Understanding this period is crucial for grasping later debates about security, regional posture, and the balance between ideology and pragmatic statecraft. Fourthly, reform, reaction. and the politics of participation, another major theme is the recurring cycle of reformist openings and conservative pushback that has characterized the Islamic Republic for decades. The book traces how social change, education, urbanization, and generational turnover expanded demands for accountability and personal freedoms, while key power centers remained committed to protecting revolutionary principles and institutional prerogatives. Axworthy explains how electoral politics can become a venue for expressing dissatisfaction and hope, producing moments when reform-oriented figures gain prominence, often on promises of rule of law, civil society, and engagement with the world. Yet these moments are frequently constrained by constitutional mechanisms, unelected oversight, and security concerns, leading to frustration and political polarization. The topic also explores factionalism, not as a simple liberal versus hardline divide, but as a shifting set of coalitions shaped by ideology, patronage, and interpretations of national interest. Social policy, cultural regulation, and the role of the press and universities become arenas where the limits of permissible change are tested by focusing on participation and its boundaries. The book helps readers see how the system adapts without fully transforming and why internal political contestation remains both real and tightly managed. Lastly, Iran and the world nationalism, sanctions, and regional strategy. The book situates the Islamic Republic's foreign policy within a blend of revolutionary ideology and enduring Iranian nationalism. Axworthy emphasizes that external relations cannot be understood only through slogans, because historical memory, security dilemmas, and perceptions of encirclement influence decision-making. The topic addresses how relations with the United States and other powers became central to the regime's identity, shaping domestic legitimacy and providing a framework for mobilization. It also examines the impact of sanctions and international pressure, showing how they affect economic life, elite bargaining, and strategic calculation, sometimes strengthening hardline narratives even as they impose costs on ordinary citizens. Regional dynamics are another focus, including Iran's interest in deterrence, influence, and alliances that can offset isolation. The book explores how leaders present foreign policy choices as defenses of sovereignty and dignity, and how those choices feed back into domestic politics. By tying diplomacy and confrontation to internal factional struggles, the narrative clarifies why policy shifts can be slow and contested. Readers come away with a grounded understanding of how the Islamic Republic navigates hostility, seeks leverage, and balances ideological commitments with the practical necessities of state survival. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a reliable, readable history of modern Iran without reducing the Islamic Republic to caricature. Students of Middle Eastern politics, journalists, policy professionals, and general readers who follow regional conflicts will benefit, but so will anyone trying to understand how revolutionary states change once they have to govern. Its value lies in connecting major events to the deeper mechanics of power institutions, factional competition, wartime legacies, and the constant negotiation between ideology and pragmatism. That perspective can improve a reader's life by sharpening media literacy, helping them interpret headlines about Iran with more historical context and fewer assumptions, and by clarifying how internal politics and foreign policy interact. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on nuclear diplomacy, a single leader, or a single crisis, Axworthy's approach offers a broader arc that makes later developments easier to place. It also stands out by treating Iranian society and nationalism as enduring forces alongside religious politics. For buyers choosing among introductions to the Islamic Republic, this is worth purchasing because it combines narrative clarity with analytical depth, giving both the storyline and the underlying drivers that keep the system resilient and contested. If you would like to support Michael Axworthy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.